4. Reading Comprehension. Read the following article.
No matter what you call it, garbage, waste, rubbish, or trash, it is something thrown out because it is not wanted. Japan produces a huge amount of garbage every year. The average Japanese tosses out around 1 kilogram of garbage each day, which makes for a total of about 50 million tons a year. When you add industrial waste of around 400 million tons to the total, that's a huge amount. Japan must face the critical problem of what to do with so much garbage. Japan's solution is a two-step approach. First, it burns its garbage, and secondly, it puts the ash left over after incineration into land reclamation projects. Japan burns a whopping 75% of their garbage as opposed to 20% for the U.S. It is estimated that Japan has 70% of the world's waste incinerators, many of them unregistered with the government and therefore illegal. There are many problems with Japan's two-step approach to garbage treatment. The first problem is that some of Japan's thousands of incinerators release dangerous toxins into the atmosphere, and these can wind up in the food supply. It is estimated that Japan has 10 times the amount of dangerous toxins in its air than other developed countries. The garbage, after having been burned, is turned to ash and goes into landfill projects. The toxins from the ash could contaminate the land or seep into groundwater. The government has an ambitious plan to halve the amount of garbage produced through redoubled recycling efforts. On the other hand, Japan continues to rely on the incineration process of garbage disposal. It seems as though it will be up to the next generation to try to come up with a better solution.